Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton, another episode of HowToSellYourCoaching.com. Today, I'm going to jump into, I'm going to borrow a statement from two different leaders in different areas. One is a political media leader, I guess you would say, and the other one's a business leader, Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels. And we're going to talk about both of those in just a moment, how both their message can apply to exactly what you're doing in your coaching business. And I think this is going to be really important for a lot of you. We're going to be brief today. I'm going to jump in quick. I'm going to start with Ben Shapiro. Now, again, whatever your beliefs are, conservative, liberal, anywhere in between, it doesn't matter. One of the things that Ben Shapiro says a lot is facts don't care about your feelings. Facts don't care about your feelings. And we live in a world, yes, we need to respect people's feelings. I do agree with that. We shouldn't be against what people feel. But feelings do not. I want you to grab a hold of this because it's going to be important in selling your coaching. Your feelings or the feelings of your clients do not change facts. Okay? Now, let's jump over to Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson says, your opinion does not matter. And then he says, you know, this is really cool because I'm going to read directly from one of his books. His amazing products go undiscovered and companies go broke every single year because of people's opinions. Your opinion does not matter. People are afraid to push the envelope with their marketing because of all the opinions in the way. It's too pushy. My audience won't resonate with that kind of marketing. It'll turn them off. And it's not just entrepreneur opinions that bankrupt businesses. It's entrepreneurs who listen to their customers' opinions. Customers' opinions, and this is bold, do not matter either. Not all the time. So, and I'm going to jump off out of his book and talk about this. One of the things we talk about is doing surveys. So we do a survey. Hey, I'm going to offer a new course. Or I'm going to offer a new book. And we're going to do a loop. And we're trying to come up maybe with a lead magnet to draw people to our coaching business. We're going to do a new workshop, a new five-day challenge. And so we ask people, which one would you like? Which book would you purchase? Which workshop would you attend? And we want to see them, see their opinions, because their opinions is how we form our name of our books. And you know, our book, How to Become a Six-Figure Life Coach, was done exactly this way. But he goes a little step further here. Facts don't care about your feelings, Ben Shapiro, and then Your Opinion Does Not Matter by Russell Brunson. Both are going back to say, it's those who truly spend money with you. Now, maybe that's not what Ben Shapiro is saying, but he's saying facts are facts. And fact is, if somebody spends money with you, then they have voted with their wallet. They have not said, this book title sounds great. They've actually purchased the book. No, that workshop sounds great. No, they spent the money. Yesterday, it was a five-day challenge. I jumped in 2 days late, but I said, okay, here's the money. I gave them my PayPal. Boom, I'm in the challenge. I voted with my wallet. Does that make sense? People vote with their wallet. People, if you ask them, would you buy this or this, they'll tell you all the time which one they would buy. But until they actually pull out their credit card and purchase. People say, oh, that coaching, your coaching business sounds wonderful, John. Oh, Jennifer, your coaching business sounds so wonderful. Great. Would you like me to go ahead and send you an invoice? Let me just go ahead and get you started. Does this make sense? This is what you have to do. You have to recognize people vote with their wallet. People do not vote by just telling you what sounds good, which is really cool. This is very encouraging, actually, because now we can actually create an offer. This is what we do with the Done For You Coaching. So curious, jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com. We help you create an offer. We take the offer and we build it to the marketplace. We're going to run ads. We're going to do organic posting. We've got a couple other techniques I'm not going to reveal on this podcast, secret little techniques to get it into the prospect's computer, phone, etc. And they are going to then respond. If they respond by paying you money, understand it, not responding by just asking for a lead magnet, not responding by just saying, yeah, put me on your email list or your podcast list. No, here's my credit card. Give me what you have. That's how you first judge and you tweak. Is this working or not? And we tweak it. Place your opinions aside. You don't have to hope or guess. Well, as Russell says, read the stars to be successful in business. If you're willing to put your opinions aside, follow the math, the money, and the data, you can leverage your business into a very successful business. Are you looking for $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a month coaching or more? Are you looking to have a coaching business that fully gives you everything that you know is possible? If so, jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com. Doneforyoucoaching.com. Watch our quick little brief video. Fill out the form. Let's spend some time on the phone. I promise you at least one aha moment. And if we can help you, great. We'll do business together. And if not, that's okay. I promise you a great conversation and some points that you can take home and put it to work in your business. So thanks again, guys. Facts don't care about your feelings. Your opinion does not matter. But wealth is possible when people vote with their credit card. Make it a great day. I look forward to hearing from you. Jump over again, doneforyoucoaching.com. This is Wayne Sutton. God bless.
Thanks again for listening. And be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.